afternoon at 4 o'clock. And now, live from London, it's the Chris Moyle Show. Coming up today, chick magnet Dwight York will be telling us what first attracted him to top-heavy 36F supermodel Jordan in our new feature, Dwight North.
Bad to the bone. Bad.
But now, please welcome a man who's never scored with a model. It's Chris Moyles.
But I once had a great night in a hotel with an Airfix.
Pathetic.
Oh, yeah, well, no, but I haven't started yet. That was like an extra bit at the beginning of the show.
Right.
The first bad joke will come in about 10 minutes. Grace giving us a 2-minute song in the segue at the beginning of the show. Now we've got a chance to go for a pee and have a cigarette in 5 minutes.
It's outrageous.
Yeah. You're not good at it, Will?
No, where's that disc, go. Will? You this is the start one. Of the show and we're dying.
Well, no, we're not dying.
Not yet.
We're just...
Where's the disc with your new bed on, is
it? I put it in the box, right?
Yeah.
And,
is it not in the box now?
The only thing we've got is the one which says Melinda's on the show.
Right.
Oh, that's not good.
So, well, I'll just do a live edit. How about that?
Okay, that'd be great.
You ready?
Yeah, roll it.
Okay.
Chris Moyles, you're a twat.
And it's over to Tony for tonight's gamble.
Charlie and I were out.
And it'll be all right. Yeah.
When Vera and Dave came by and said, come along for a picnic.
Okay, as soon as you know the answer, press the buzzer. Right, who's going to go first?
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
There you go, how about that? See, now it sounds like a radio show.
Sounded great, that.
Thanks. Will spent hours yesterday making new ones with Liz's name on them. We can't find them anymore. Oh, well, never mind. Hello. Can I just say, there's three great records at the end of Mark and Large show today.
Fantastic. We missed two of them.
But... I know, because we were messing around in the studio. Supernaturals and...
Would have been nice to hear We Three again.
Yep. Anyway, from We Three to Us Four. And straight away, let's get stuck into the show. Will and myself and Dave and Lizzie as well, who's a new acquaintance.
Yeah, worker.
Very worried about Jordan, the model. And we think that Jordan needs the help of the UK. Photographs of it in, what magazine? Is it Front magazine?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is a nice magazine.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. There's one particular thing about her that Lizzie is shocked by, and that's the tattoo thing, and she can't believe it. I don't think it's true. But,
Well, it depends exactly where, doesn't it? You know? The location is a little vague. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well...
You know.
Where does it say that, Will? I have a new tattoo... Can I read that?
No. You didn't, really.
Why not?
It's a bit distasteful.
Can I read that bit? Just leave out where the... What? Well, the... That... Well,
Say
what
the tattoo is.
Huh?
Read the first bit. I have a new tattoo. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Where the...
Mm-hmm.
Was that's bald? I have a pink heart.
Yeah.
So it's on her head. It's on the back of her head.
She's got a Mohican done, right, and got a tattoo where her hair used to be.
Could be her legs.
What?
Could be her legs.
Yeah, she could have shaved them like girls do in the bath.
Yeah.
So she's shaved the hair on her head.
Yeah.
And got a pink heart there.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying, Will?
I'm not saying that. No.
Right. Okay. See, now I think, and I'll be honest, and a lot of women are going to go, oh, God, Chris, you're such a typical bloke. I think Jordan is very, very pretty. I think she's very beautiful. Her novelty breasts are a little bit ridiculous, okay? But I'm a bloke, I'd put up with them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Sorry, but I would. And now she's in the newspaper today saying that she's going to be the new Becca the Posh.
What, because she's copped off with Dwight York?
Yeah. Well, wasn't Dwight York saying copping off with somebody else?
Well, he's kind of like serial cop-off fella.
Well, hang on, you know, she's hardly a nun. Do you know what I mean?
I know, but, you know, he's a bit of a chick magnet. You know, she likes the boys and all that.
Well, there's an interview with her in this, in the Front magazine, and it says, do bore blokes chat you up now? And she goes, more men approach me, but because of the stuff that's been in the paper, people think I'm a slut and an easy...
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the eye.
So I don't know who to trust now. If a bloke thinks I am an easy...
On the eye.
He's wasting his time because he's not going to get in my knickers.
Right.
You know, why do women say that? I have never wanted to try on a woman's pair of knickers. I don't understand that phrase.
They wouldn't fit anywhere.
He just wants to get into my knickers. No, I don't. Want to sleep with you. Well, I never want to wear you. And granted, maybe, you know, the odd backless number, you know, might be quite nice on me. But never want to wear the knickers. So it says, what have the press been saying about you? She goes, I can name everyone the press have linked me with. Shane from Boyzone, Jay from Five, Les Ferdinand, Seal. And then they go, Michael Greco. And she goes, yeah, I'm losing count. I can confirm I've met Les twice, and I wasn't with him the night they're on about. I've known Shane for a while. I knew Michael. He came to mine and Dane's housewarming. All of us are friends. Blimey.
Everyone needs good friends.
So do you think her and Dwight York would make a good couple?
I don't know. Possibly.
No, I think she needs a real man.
Like who?
Well, off the top of my head, I don't know.
So you don't think that, you know, she would benefit from dating a, you know, multimillionaire, world-famous international footballer?
Yes, but that's they're just incidental things. She needs a nice, warm, caring guy.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Someone that she can snuggle up to at night.
Mm.
And when she's away from him, you know, not worry that he might be copping off with someone else.
I think you're right, actually, because she strikes me as the sort of girl that isn't, you know, turned on by, you know, superficial things.
Yeah. I think she, you know, she needs a man who will treat her for the... You know, the real woman that she is, granted, with her silly implants. But you know what I mean? It's just a thought. But obviously, you know, I mean, I would offer, but I'm saving myself for the other model, Ebony. Because I think Ebony and I could have beautiful children together.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
One model's probably enough for you.
Well, I think so. As I always say, Dave, so many women, not enough crisps.
Not enough crisps?
No, not crisps. Chris, so many women, not enough miles.
Right, okay. I thought you were at the pub again.
What?
Nothing. Carry on.
Stop.
Play the record.
Getting old again. That's Most Def and Pharaoh.
Pharaoh, yeah.
And it's called Oh No.
Oh No.
Oh No. But you know what?
I love it.
I respect it.
Yeah. Chris Moyle. Comedy Dave, Thin Lizzy.
Oh, where did you spring from?
And Will, sexy radio for a sexy generation.
Dude, that kicks ass.
Chris Miles on Radio 1.
In this magazine, you can win a date with Jordan at one of London's top restaurants.
He's still reading Front magazine.
Yeah. Win a date with Jordan at one of London's top restaurants, all right?
Like where?
Send in your photos. And make sure you look immaculate. You can wear a tie or open-neck shirt or even a polo neck. Style it yourselves. I don't mind so long as you make an effort. And send your photos to Jordan's new boyfriend, Front Magazine.
You should do that for a laugh.
Do you think?
Yeah, in a polo neck.
Seriously, I'd sort her out. One date with me, mate, and she'd change. She really would.
She'd go off blokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Become a lesbian. Are there any models out there that are attracted to fat northern blokes who just like going for a beer in a normal pub rather than hanging out at London's trendy Met Bar?
It's nothing to do with being a model. I think it's just women generally aren't attracted to fat kind of pasty kind of fellas like yourself.
I'm very cute, I'll have you know that.
Which bit of you?
Huh?
Which bit?
I can be cute.
He has cute ears.
Oh, it's horrid.
Lizzie yesterday was saying that I was looking all right.
Yeah, not good, but all right.
Right, don't say anything. Just gauge this on Lizzie's facial reaction.
Okay.
Lizzie, could you find yourself fancying someone like me?
She's laughing quite a lot.
Shut up. Says her, she's more freaky than I am. She wants to go out with a guy who's just skateboarding. She doesn't care what he looks like, as long as he skateboards. My 7-year-old nephew skateboards, you know what I mean? Anyway, the first picture of Jordan is she's wearing the bunny rabbit ears and she's on all fours.
Right. Like a rabbit.
Kind of. And then she's wearing horrible tights and a tie. And then she's wearing a cowboy jacket and a cowboy hat. And boots. And that's it. Unbelievable.
They're all going mad.
They're all going mad, though.
You're right now.
Do you know what I mean?
Who's going mad?
Just everybody's going mad. You know what I mean? Seriously. Hey?
It's a bit of a sweeping statement.
Everybody's going mad.
Right.
Look, seriously, look at this, right?
But your only evidence is one copy of Flip magazine.
Dane Bowers, right, went out on this girl, right? And I don't know the reasons they split up, okay?
Yeah.
Right? But whatever happened in their relationship, seriously, if you split, out of all the women that you've split up with, right, well, for Will, probably not many, right? But have any of your exes gone out after you've dumped them and done that, for God's sake? Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Roger Rabbit.
I think I'm going to get on all fours, naked. That'll really help me get over him.
Yeah.
If there's any good-looking women who want to get over their boyfriends, maybe they've just been dumped and they want to come and ride around the studio on all fours in just, you know, a bikini, that's fine. And the same for Liz, you know, for Lizzie, we need to find her a bloke as well. If any blokes who've been dumped by their girlfriends would like to come in and...
On their skateboard.
On their skateboard, in a thong.
Yeah.
And skate around the studio, then Lizzie would appreciate that. 08700 100 100. We should do that, actually.
What, skateboard?
No, for anybody who's been dumped over Christmas and New Year. And they want to phone up.
As a form of therapy, perhaps.
Yes. And we'll find somebody for them.
Okay.
Especially good-looking women.
Right.
Because, you know, you imagine how your ex will feel when he finds out that you've slept with Comedy Dave. You know, he'll feel guilty and then want you back. We'll do it as a service to our female listeners.
You'll feel inadequate.
Well, of course. Because, of course, you're such a hot rod. And the same with Lizzie as well. Because Lizzie's going to be a huge star. She will.
Yes.
I give it 6 months, she'll be on her hands and knees with rabbit ears in Front magazine, going, oh, yeah, I'm Lizzie.
Play record.
Hey? 08700 100 100. If you've been dumped and you want to come on the air and we'll make your life better, we'll make you feel happier about your situation. You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
08700 100 100. Call
now. 2001 on Radio 1. Starting on January the 7th, Radio 1 goes backstage.
I like to work with artists that nobody know because I have a passion of...
Backstage.
Everyone that was a club kid has a shady past.
You know, we just want to, in our own little way, prove that there are some great singer-songwriters out there.
There's a couple of songs that are going to be like that on everything we do that are just takes, really.
Your name's not Dan, you can't come in.
Backstage with Roger Schmurch and Donnie.
Yeah, no problem, mate, we were expecting you.
All area access, Sundays 3 till 4 on Radio 1.
Everyone wants to look cute and they're not worried about having a good time.
Just listen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Writes the out cues on these ruddy trails. Tell me what the out cue is going to be. The out cue says it's Radio 1. They say Radio 1 8 times at the end of that trail. The out cue, I think you'll find, is a door slamming.
And they're not worried about having a good time.
Just listen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Radio 1.
Thank you, Def Lugs. I must admit, right, I am a big fan of his stuff, but if I hear him one more time go, oh, yeah, Craig David, 7 days, shut up!
1, 2, 3,
bring it back.
I love your body, Craig David.
He said, though, that he's going to give that up as a New Year's resolution.
What?
Saying, Craig David,
oh, is he?
Love your body.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
About time he's getting on my thrupney bits. Line one, hello.
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 I wasn't really dumped, and it wasn't over Christmas and New Year, but can I come and call around anyway?
That means you don't qualify.
Yeah, that means you can get off the show, love, silly woman. Line two, hello.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
Hi, Chris.
All right.
Are you going to make me feel better, then?
Easy, Tiger. I've only just met you. What's your name?
Mark.
Where are you from, Mark?
Blackpool.
Oh, very nice. Mm. Yeah. So what's happened then? What's your tragedy?
I've been dumped. Day after Boxing Day, give all the presents out. That's me no more.
What did he get her?
I got nothing.
No, what did he get her?
Oh, what did he get her?
Yeah.
Oh, I got her perfume. I got a camera.
A what?
A camera.
A camera, right.
And a portrait of a little girl taken by a photographer in a nice silver frame.
A portrait of her little girl?
Yeah.
All right, how long have you been going out with her for?
Ooh, 6 months.
What was the excuse she gave?
She hasn't given me an excuse.
She hasn't?
Nope. Still loves me, still fancies me, don't want me.
Still loves you, still fancies you, but doesn't want you.
That's
all right, so first things first, Mark, she's a liar. You don't fancy somebody and want them and then say, but you can't go out with them, so she's lying to you, ignore
her. Well, that's what I figured, yeah.
Seriously, has she got a sister?
She's got two sisters.
Right, go and have both of them. All right, well, mate.
See you later.
Right, bye-bye. See, that's easy as that. Line one, hello.
Hello.
Hello, yeah, what's your problem?
I got dumped, but he never told me.
He never told you, how do you know?
Because he's gone out with somebody else and I know who he's gone out with.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, has this guy got a brother?
No.
No?
He's got four sisters, though.
Well, that would be nice for me, but probably not for you. What about his dad? Go out with his dad. Have an affair with his father.
Oh, no, he's too inkless. He probably won't get up anyway.
Well, that's really... Well, does he sleep in most mornings? Anyway, all right, well, I can't help you then.
Oh, all right,
bye.
Bye.
Wise words.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate.
I'm like Dr. Love, aren't I?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, right. More calls later. 0800-100-100. This is Feeder. So go on, Dave, tell me, what's your favourite lyric in this song?
I like the bit about getting a house in Devon and drinking cider from 11.
11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11.
Genius.
The record's 3 minutes and 11 seconds. It was written in 11 seconds, I think.
11, 11, 11.
Yeah, all right. Feeder, Buck Rogers.
Radio 1.
No thanks. Right, Sunshots and Camels coming up. Tamura Quiet Can't Eat More Calls. Here's Callan and Andrew with News and Sport. 4:30.
A British teenager dies abseiling in South Africa.
In sport, Dave Jones returns to football with Wolves.
Radio 1, Newsbeat.
A 14-year-old British girl has been killed in an abseiling accident on Table Mountain while on holiday in South Africa. Newsbeat's Rachel Lawson reports.
The girl and her brother were on holiday with their parents in Cape Town. They were getting ready to abseil from the top of Table Mountain beside a cable car platform, and staff had warned them it was a no-go area. A heavy steel bar, which steadies the cabins as they arrive, swung over and crushed her. She died from head and neck injuries.
Railtrack says the near miss between two crowded trains at Victoria Station in London last night is very serious. The drivers were just seconds from crashing, but a signaller stopped them by pulling the power to the line. Michael Holden is from Railtrack.
The system that we are in the middle of installing across the country at the moment, the train protection and warning system, would of course have prevented this particular incident from occurring in the first place.
Reports from Washington say the Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has conditionally accepted a Middle East peace plan put forward by President Clinton. They held two rounds of talks yesterday to try to break the deadlock with Israel. Motoring organisations are criticising oil companies for keeping the price of petrol high when the cost of crude oil is falling. Three supermarkets and Shell garages have now cut prices by about a penny a litre, but Edmund King from the RAC isn't impressed.
The oil companies are very quick to react when the world price increases, but they're very slow to actually reduce the price at the pumps when the world price falls. And the world price fell at the beginning of December, and we're only now beginning to see some of the supermarkets drop the price by a penny or so.
The royal family are refusing to go public with medical details of Princess Margaret's illness. Her condition is still a mystery, but it's not thought to be life-threatening.
Dave Jones has ended his year of enforced exile from football with a return as manager of Wolves. The former Southampton boss was today given a 3.5-year deal at Molineux and vowed to take the club back to the top flight.
Well, I just want to move forward and I want to be where every supporter of this football club wants to be. I want to be back in the Premiership. It was taken out of my hands. I shouldn't have left the Premiership, but I want to get back there as quickly as possible.
Leaving a managerial post as Tony Pulis, Portsmouth have terminated his contract for alleged misconduct. Pulis was already on 3 months' leave to allow him to fight a similar charge from one of his previous clubs, Gillingham. Fulham captain Chris Coleman is set to miss the rest of the season after suffering serious leg injuries in a car crash. Police are investigating the accident near the Welsh International's home in Surrey. And in rugby union, the former South African coach Nick Mallett is now being linked with a vacancy at Harlequins. Zinzan Bruce Crook resigned on New Year's Day with the club's second bottom of the Premiership. I'm Andrew Cotter.
The weather: rain will spread from the south to the north tonight, and there'll be a frost in Scotland and Northern Ireland.
Nice.
Yes, there will. Tomorrow, sunny spells at first, but showers
there
later.
You go.
We'll update the news and the sport at 5.
Hey, nice. Yeah, Carolyn?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hello, Andrew.
Hello there.
Happy New Year.
Aye, well, yes, and to you too is what I meant to say, not just I.
Oh, do you know them?
Don't know who.
You too.
That's very good.
What did you do for New Year's Eve?
I stayed in and watched television.
On your own?
Maybe. No, it wasn't, no.
You really are the life and soul of the party, aren't you? You give Scots people such a good name.
I'm an ambassador for fun.
An embarrassment. So you just stayed in New Year's Eve?
Yes.
You and a lady?
Yeah.
A man?
No, I can categorically deny that. But all I'll say in the lady is,
She was too drunk.
Television's very good in Hogmanay. You get all these crazy people having parties in television studios and pretending they're really having a great time when rather they'd be out having fun in the streets. Now, I stopped going out because last time I went out, I got glandular fever, so...
Right, you pick up all the ladies when you go out, don't you? Radio 1. Who's Angela Fever, Dave?
No.
Radio 1. So just think, if that woman's listening to the show, so go, how's your new year, Andrew? Well, I'm still in with a lady, you know. And how was it? Well, I watched television. She was sitting there going, hey, you did your name, mate. Watch television, honey. Goes outside and brings a lump of coal in. We're going to have some heat in the fire for once. I said on the air the other day, didn't I? In fact, I think we made a bet about JK and Denise Van Outen not getting married.
Married, yeah.
Did we put money on it?
I can't remember.
I think we did, because I said they're not going to get married. Denise Van Outen and JK will not get married. Hope they do.
But what was the timescale, though? Like, the bet's not up now, is it?
No.
You know what, so they've got to the 3rd of January to get married.
You're such a pain in the ass.
1, 2, 3.
Bring it back.
I'm just thinking it won't happen, that's
okay.
All. Is that right with you?
Yeah.
Should do some calls,
yeah.
Right, we're talking about people who have been dumped over Christmas and New Year. Line 1, hello.
Hi.
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 Who are you?
Karen.
Where are you from, Karen?
Cornwall.
Go on then, tell us what's your news.
I caught my husband in bed with another woman on New Year's Day.
Blimey, that's bad news.
Ooh. How long have you been married?
8 years.
No. Wow. And did you know the other woman?
No. Right. I knew of her. I did found out where she lived.
Yeah.
And went round there. Walked straight into her house, door was unlocked, and they're in bed together.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And what's she like? She a dog?
She's old.
She's old?
Yeah.
How old is he?
40.
And how old is the woman?
Sorry?
How old's the other woman?
No, she is 40.
All right, and how old's your fella?
28.
Joking?
No.
Oh, man, that's disgusting. How old are you?
26.
26?
Mm.
Married young, love?
I know, 18.
What do you look like?
Not too bad after 2 kids.
Well, describe yourself to us and don't lie.
Don't lie. 5'2".
Right, a little short, yeah.
Yeah, about 9.5 stone.
Short, a bit plump.
Yeah, aubergine hair.
What?
Aubergine hair.
Yeah. There you go.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, no, it sounds good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Davina McCall's colour. I just dyed it.
Okay.
Mm.
A 40-year-old sounded quite attractive now, isn't she? I'm only joking.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to take him back, or what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Why don't you go off and find yourself a 19-year-old stud?
Well, yeah. Getting out, isn't it, with 2 kids.
Well, let him look after them for a change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. He works night,
so. Huh?
He works night.
You sounded actually genuinely upset about it.
Yeah, I'm a bit.
Ah, stuff him. He didn't deserve you anyway. Huh?
I'm still in shock.
Ah, stuff him.
Mm.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously, within 12 months you'll be happy. And it'll be hard now. But go off. Seriously, find yourself a young bit of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right, then.
All right, good luck.
Cheers.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
You actually feel a little bit sorry for her.
Yeah, well, I mean, you helped her out in a caring and a sharing kind
of way. Well, you know, what do you want me to say, for God's sake? Do you know what I mean?
You know, we're not doctors.
Hey?
We're not trained professionals at this.
Well, exactly right. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, and besides, I don't know.
We try our best.
Yeah.
You know, and if our best isn't good enough, then stuff them.
That 40-year-old sounds nice, then, you know what I mean?
You know, that hurt a little
I'm
bit.
Like, that person was sitting there going, do you know what I mean? 5'2", 10 stone, Jesus Christ, 40-year-old's beautiful compared to that. I'm only joking. I'm only joking.
I understand.
All right, line two, hello.
Hi, Chris.
Yes, mate.
How you doing?
All right, what's up?
I got dumped, mate.
All right, by who?
By my girlfriend of a year and a half.
Why? What's the excuse she gave you?
Pardon?
What was the excuse she gave you?
She was seeing someone else.
Fair enough, then.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, listen, you don't fancy a 26-year-old, 5'2", 9.5 stone woman, do you, with aubergine hair?
I would love to see something like that.
There you go, there!
You know.
See, I'll sort you out, mate. You're just coming at the right time.
I just come in at the right time. On Christmas Eve, mate, after all the presents, I got a phone call. I've been dumped. And she moved the guy in the day before.
No.
Mate. Nasty cow.
Well, listen,
nasty.
I've got a woman for you, mate, and she's rampant and ready.
So am I going to get on this scooter, am I?
You what?
Am I going to get on the scooter? No, she's a woman. She's not
Did you rephrase that?
A motorbike.
Yeah, a motorbike. Well, maybe she is. I don't know.
Vroom.
I'll sort you out, mate. Don't worry. All right, bye.
All right, cheers,
see you later, bye. So there you go. So we'll hook him up with her.
It's sorted.
There you go. You know. I'm like Cilla Black, Anna, but I can see. Line one, hello.
I'm from Leeds as well. Hello.
What?
Hello.
What did you say at the beginning of that?
I'm from Leeds as well, or actually living in Leeds.
Right.
So there you go. Northern Lights.
Sorry,
on the right show, love?
I missed the first half of this conversation. Where are you from?
You were saying guys with big bellies. From the northern area.
Yeah,
drinking pints. I think they're quite handsome. I felt up every bloke's belly in my local pub over Christmas, and I quite enjoyed it.
Are you American?
Yeah.
Are you?
Secret out.
Are you really American?
Yeah.
So you must be fat, then?
No!
Well, Americans
are
fat.
They kicked me out for thinness.
What's your name?
Cara.
What?
Cara.
Cara, right.
You can call me Cara.
Like Irene.
All right, and where are you from?
I'm from Ohio.
Right, how old are you?
I'm living in Leeds. I'm 27.
27. All right, how tall are you?
5'1".
Does that tell me you weigh 9.5 stone?
I don't know how many stone I weigh.
Right, fat then, basically. Mm. Short, fat, and she's American.
Trick and oddly cute, fellas.
Triple nightmare.
But I'm
sorry I can't help you, you're American. No offence. God bless. Bye bye.
Bye.
Oh God, she moves from Ohio to Leeds. What's wrong with you, woman? Storm and Time to Burn at Radio 1. One more call.
Yeah.
Line one. Hello.
Hi, caller.
Hi. How you doing? Julian Hopkinson speaking. Chris, I was out with Billy Line. On Friday, we've been out for a couple of beers.
All right. Yeah.
And I dropped him off at home. He phoned me at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And I said, what are you doing? He said, can you come and pick me up? I said, no, I can't. He said, I've just got back and found her in bed with her best friend.
Wow. So why do you go off with him?
I said, what did you say to her? He said, well, I did make comments about joining them. That didn't go down well, so she phoned her mum, and the mum came and fetched her and took
her. I'll come and join you. No, so I phoned her mother. God, how sick are you?
She phoned her mum.
Wow.
And said, I don't believe you saying this. But check this out. I'm on as well.
Unbelievable. So, what, do you fancy him?
No.
You sure?
He's my best buddy. No, he's a good mate of mine. He's straight as a die.
I thought you were going to tell me that you fancied him.
No.
No, okay. Well, no, you know. So, are you going to look after him? Why don't you take him down to some nightclub and get him off with some old slapper?
Go down Legs in Birmingham. Legs is a super place, lap dancing bar, and it's lovely. But no, he's as straight as a die. But he just couldn't believe it. He's devastated that this has happened.
Oh, well.
Has he had a baby by him as well?
Well, has he had a baby by him? What the hell's he doing out till 5 o'clock in the morning on the drink with you?
Well, he probably enjoys my company more.
Well,
he's not been getting sex with her anyway. So it all
adds
up, really, doesn't it?
What are you doing?
What?
I said cut him off.
I know, and then I thought you said don't cut him off.
Spending time with him, I don't want to know. What a bunch of sickos.
to go me torso. Girls get high and the boys are more so. And if you have enough for the man, are you single? Yes,
man. See, we could be Robbie Williams.
I know.
And I mean, people say to me, you know, from time to time, Chris, do you envy Robbie Williams? And I says, well, he's got the looks, he's got talent, he's got money, but he's got to go on holiday with that pig Jerry Halliwell. So, no, not really. Imagine listening to her gobbing off all day.
Man, 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 man. I've been here before with this bicycle.
Shut your face, ginger! Anyway, Rudy Silver coming up. Eminem is Carolyn and Andrew. It's 5 o'clock.
A British girl dies in a freak accident in South Africa.
In sport, Jones vows to take Wolves back to the top flight.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
A 14-year-old British girl has been killed in an accident with a cable car at the top of Table Mountain in South Africa. Cara Weaver from Dorset was on holiday with her family and she was about to go abseiling beside the cable car platform when she was crushed by a heavy steel bar. Captain Andre Traut is from Cape Town Police.
She went with her family and I believe they were about to go abseiling from the mountain, but as she got out the car, she went into a restricted area underneath the cable car.
An inquiry is underway into how two crowded trains came within seconds of crashing in London. Railtrack is treating the near-miss at Victoria Station last night very seriously. Italy is claiming that six of its soldiers serving with NATO forces in the Balkans have died after being exposed to depleted uranium. Rome says they were not protected from radioactivity in weapons. Schools in Essex may have to go onto a four-day week because of a teacher shortage. There are 200 unfilled posts in the county. And the Grammy nominations are just out and Eminem has got four, including Album of the Year.
Dave Jones says he wants to bring back the good times to Molineux after being appointed Wolves' new manager. He's vowed to return to the Premiership with the club a year after being forced to leave Southampton. Fulham and Wales will be without the services of Chris Coleman for the rest of the season. The Fulham captain suffered a double break of his right leg when he crashed his car in Surrey late last night. And Portsmouth have cancelled the contract of their manager Tony Pulis. The club say he's been dismissed for alleged misconduct. Steve Claridge will continue to take charge of team affairs. I'm Andrew Cotter.
The weather: rain will spread from the south to the north tonight. There'll be frost in Scotland and Northern Ireland. And tomorrow, sunny spells at first, showers later. Next from us in 45 minutes, more on the British girl killed in South Africa. Plus, is it safe to eat salmon? And how Viz has put cabbies in a tiz. That's all on Newsbeat at 5:45.
Because can't wait for those Granny Award nominations. Yeah, and well, best perm, blue rinse, goes to...
Edna.
The Granny.
They were so just in.
They were so just in, you couldn't even read English, could you?
Proper, no.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Alright. Hey, Andrew, how are you? Cheered up anymore since the last time we spoke to you?
Yeah, can I just apologise for talking complete garbage last time I was on?
Oh, well, no change since you joined the BBC.
Very good, very good, very good.
So who's this woman that you spent New Year's Eve with?
Well...
Is it your woman?
Yes.
Really?
You're having your snogmanay.
I see what you've done there, that's good.
You see what he's done there? Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah.
So tell us about this woman then, how did you meet her?
Oh.
You didn't meet her online, did you? Back of a magazine.
In a chat room.
Come on, Carl.
Her name's Frank. No.
Come on, Carl. Andrew. Miserable sports reader seeks attractive lady.
Yes, that's exactly how I met her. You're
how
right.
How long have you with her for, Andrew?
Oh, you've well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's going well.
Yeah.
Really? No, I'm genuinely trying to be nice, you know what I mean?
Yes, going swimmingly, yeah.
And you've been seeing her for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's wrong with her?
I see what you've done there as well, that's good.
Yeah. See, even Carolyn's now laughing at you.
She's laughing.
No offence, right? I'm just intrigued, Andrew, because you're a funny-looking man, do you know what I mean?
You haven't seen me.
Yes, I have.
Oh, yes, you have.
Andrew, we spoke lots of times. What are you talking about?
I know, but I try and blank it from my memory.
Yeah, but you're a strange-looking man. Do you know what I mean?
Pot, kettle.
No, I'm a fat-looking man. There's a difference.
In what way am I strange?
Well, you're just funny-looking. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
You just look, you know... Something's not right there, do you know what I mean? I don't know what your family background is, but do you know what I mean? I don't know.
Not really, Chris.
Shall I leave it there?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Spent New Year's Eve on his own, didn't he?
Yep.
Him in the Fantasy Channel. Believe me, I can see the signs.
things I was reading over Christmas, and this has absolutely no relevance whatsoever to Eminem. It was bits of Stephen Max written a book.
Yeah.
And I was reading a little bit of it in the pub the last night before we all went away for Christmas. We all met up in the pub, had a little drink. Oh, and, and Will, by the way, gave us our Christmas presents. Thank you, Will.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Did you get the one I sent you? It
hasn't come through, mate.
That bloody independent service that I used. I should have used the Royal Mail.
You should have done.
Yeah, because they rock, of course. But I got a nice DVD off Will with kids' programmes on.
And I got a talking book.
Yeah, the book I bought you 2 years ago that I still haven't read.
Yeah.
But I was reading my brother's copy of Stephen Max's book, and it's a great read.
Good. I've looked at the pictures, and they're great pictures, too.
There are pictures of Stephen Max looking young and thin.
Yeah.
As opposed to how he looks now, of course, which is young and thin. But if you want to know, if you listen to the evening session, you should get this book. Or even if you don't, you should get it. I believe it's available in all good bookstores.
It's a quality book at a price you can afford.
Yeah, I believe it's available in places like Waterstones and Virgin and places like that.
Is it a BBC book?
I believe it is.
It's come from the BBC shop, then.
Can you get it? Hang on a second. Can you get it in the BBC shop? I bloody hope so, says Steve.
Right.
There you go, see? It really is, it looks like a great read, and of course it's... What's it called again? Is it Confessions of a Cider Drinker? Going Deaf for a Living. See, do you like that?
Yeah,
because it goes
clever.
To gigs, you see.
Right,
say.
I understand.
Amazing read, really. Such a good book. You really should go
Did
out.
He promise to buy all the beer tonight if you plugged his book?
Stephen Lamax never bought a beer in his life, for God's sake. He can't. He's alleged to buy him beer. I'm a cider drinker. He drinks cider, Lamax, you know.
Yeah, eats peanuts.
Eats peanuts and drinks cider. Not just in the pub. That's his 24-hour-a-day diet. But really, Going Deaf for a Living by Steve Lamax. Great book. And I hope he plugs my book in a couple of years, Life with Jordan, which will be out soon.
Eddie Jordan.
Shut up. The boys want to talk about this virtual pub that's in the paper today, in the Sun. Now, whoever's made this up, no one's actually taken credit for this.
Responsibility, I think, is the word.
Tony Brennan did the picture, I believe. Oh, no, Mark Bowness. And it's a ridiculous story about what pubs will look like in the future. Apparently, Whitbread have already started to install tabletop computers so you can tap in your drink order and have it delivered to the table.
Right.
Right. And they're showing what the pub of the future will look like. And it's Bobbins, basically.
They have stuff like E-Ale.
Yeah. So you can tap in what drink you want while you're sitting down.
Mm.
There's also a virtual barmaid where you tap into the computer, you can choose one of 5 bar staff or create your own fantasy figure to serve you.
So you could have Jordan, perhaps.
Oh, no, no, no. My fantasy barmaid. Seriously, shall I tell you about my fantasy barmaid?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what they look like. But they'd go, no charge, mate. No. Wouldn't that be just ideal? In London, they'd have to be Australian, obviously. On the house, mate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because every person who works behind the bar in London is from Australia. There's also a virtual drunk. So if your best mate is sat on a beach in Australia, this is what it says here, and call him up and go for a pint. The virtual drunk enables you to beam down your best buddy from anywhere in the world, sit next to an image of them, and share a pint and a chat.
That seems like a great idea. Because then when you drag, like, me and Will off to the pub, and, you know, we're supposed to be home with the missus, then we wouldn't get in trouble. Could do everything.
Already in place across Europe, price index screens. These screens enable punters to strike when the price suits them. As demand for a drink increases, so too does the price, until it reaches a peak level, at which point prices crash.
Right. So Steve Lamar could walk in and, you know, cider would just kind of go through the roof or through the floor, however that works.
Do you fancy pint? No, let's leave it. Let's
wait a minute.
185. Go, go, go the bar, 185. No, Dave, come back, it's 210.
Right there.
Now, this is my favourite bit, though. This is in the middle of the sun. Have a look if you've got a copy, right? Robot service. Now, just to make... right, in case you're thick enough to believe that this could actually happen, here's one which will never happen. Robots will roam every pub floor. By looking directly into your eyes, it will calculate exactly what you want to drink, pour it, and add it to your bill. Mm. Now, I go drinking with a friend of ours called Andy Hosey. Now, you can tell by looking into his eyes when it's time to go home, but not what he wants to drink. Do you know what I mean? Andy, it's time to go home. Why? Because one eye's looking at me and one eye's looking at the bar. Pub of the future. What a load of bobbins. JJ72. You know, I knew friend Lizzie, who works in the show.
Yes.
She's got a really good phone manner.
Mm. Say polite, professional.
Yeah. And she actually sounds quite feminine sometimes when she's on the phone, until she starts laughing. Hello, Radio 1. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Looks like an angel, laughs like Frank Bruno. and she will eventually speak on the show one day.
But we're just teasing it and
we're
saving
just teasing.
It.
Teasing. We're just... I'm a list tease. That's what I am. Teasing the audience with it. Like I said off the air the other day, girls are going to want to be a friend and blokes will want to have her. It's true. Did I get that in the right order?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I did. She's like a female Robbie Williams or Will Smith. Do you know what I mean?
Will Smith?
Yeah, because blokes want to be his mate.
Oh, and girls fancy him.
Yeah.
Right, I understand.
And it'll be the same thing with Lizzie. Blokes will want to snog her.
Right.
And girls will want to hang out with her and go shopping.
Because she's that cool.
Smoke silk cut and
go
to aerobics and yoga.
She wears trainers and stuff. She's cool.
Oh, she is cool. She dresses like a boy. But she looks sexy.
She's even cooler than us, some would say.
She's cooler than us. We're two nerds. And with the arrival of Will on the show, two nerds with a mate.
With an even nerdier mate.
Cheers, boys.
But Lizzie's cool. She's really cool. She likes skateboarders.
Yeah. Dude, radical and all that. Good air.
What?
Lovely hair.
Good air.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a skateboarder.
Bit of a skateboarder myself, actually.
You've never been on a skateboard before in your life.
No, I have.
You don't look like the sort of guy that would have, you know, supreme balance.
No,
I've seen you on that scooter.
No, you haven't.
Seen him off it.
Hey, listen, I've got a scooter. I've got one of them beautiful Piaggio scooters.
I know, they're lovely scooters,
I ride around
aren't
the
they?
Shops on them.
Yeah.
I fall off them.
Yeah.
I damage my knee.
And you split your coat.
Yeah. Split my coat.
Coat. Got a big rip in your coat.
Did I?
Yeah.
I ripped my jeans.
Yeah, and your coat.
No, I didn't realise that. But hey, you should see me gliding through the streets of Brixton. I'm like a fat Jamie Oliver.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As I ride down the street on my lovely blue scooter. It's a what's it called?
It's a Piaggio scooter.
No, but what's it? It's got
it's
one of them.
It's a Typhoon.
A Typhoon, right?
You know, and
I'm on
really...
my Typhoon going at 7 miles an hour.
For a gentle breeze, really.
It's more like a guff. You know what I mean? And I'm driving through the streets of London going, Paka Taka, happy days. All right, geezer, happy hours and pears. Jules, get the shopping in. Do you know what I mean? Mm. I look great. I really do. You should see me.
I have seen you.
And how do I look?
Awful.
Thank you.
Every person I know does take drugs or has taken drugs.
Chemical Beat on Radio 1.
Sometimes I have to stop myself and like remember that it is actually illegal. I do worry about what would happen to me if I got caught because it would basically ruin my whole life. But it's what I want to do and I enjoy myself, so I'm not going to spend my whole life worrying about what I'm going to get caught for.
A lot of people say, oh yeah, I only buy drugs off my mates. Personally, I think that's a really bad idea because what you're doing is you're encouraging a mate to break the law. Some friends of mine had got another friend. He was getting drugs for them. He knew people who he could get them quite cheaply off, so he'd sell them on to my friends. He didn't make much, made a few free pills to take on his nights out. That guy got caught and ended up in prison for 2 years.
Chemical Beats on Radio 1 is your guide to the facts about taking drugs. It's important to know the law and what you're getting into.
For a free information-packed leaflet, call 0800 110 100. That's 0800 110 100. Or check out Radio 1 online at www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and click on Essentials.
What's the number again?
What, did you not hear it, Dave?
No, I didn't catch it in full.
It's 0800 110 100 for confidential, impartial advice. And if you're worried about the number showing up in your phone bill, then don't, because it won't.
That's great.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Or you can click on Radio 1 online, click on Essentials. Right?
Excellent.
But if you want to know the facts about taking drugs, and as it says here, it's important to know the law and what you're getting into. Right?
Get yourself wised up.
That's right. Get thinking about it. Get wise. Phone Chemical Beats. You know what I'm saying? And it's like drink and fags as well.
Everything.
So, for example, Dave, you could ring up.
Yeah.
And say, I'm trying to stop smoking, but I work with Will and Chris and Lizzie, who are three alcoholic chain smokers.
And this call wouldn't show up on my bill.
Not
and I would
all.
Also have free and confidential advice.
Yeah. And they'll be able to tell you what's what.
Right.
And
wise me up.
No, what's not.
What's not.
Yeah. And you might even get sent one of these little leaflets.
Yeah.
Right. Which, you know, could come in very handy.
Yeah.
With finding out about drugs.
Mm.
It's a quick reference, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a quick reference, so if a friend of yours goes, do you want speed? You can go, speed. No, because it's probably been mixed with any number of white powders and is the most impure illegal drug in Britain. On your bike, you druggy user. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this will help you.
Make an informed decision.
It's also got a picture of Emma B and Dr. Mark. Look as though I've had way too much to drink, Hamilton. In fact, when you phone up, if the number's engaged, that'll be Mark Hamilton on the phone trying to sort out his drink problem.
Allegedly.
Yes. What's he going to do, sue me? The guy will be in a pub somewhere in Manchester off his head. I don't know. So there you go. And as well, it's made from really good, sturdy card.
Yeah, it's quality.
Which could come in very handy, say, if you are in a pub on a wonky table. Mm. Right?
Sorted.
Let me just... Yeah, that'll probably work,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Say my name, say my name.
And now, live from Radio 1's Showbiz Underpants. This is all the news that hasn't happened. This is The Knot.
I'm Krusty Smiles. Here we go with today's The Knot. And a big Hollywood pantomime is being put together for Christmas 2001. But who will play Widow Twanky? The director told us...
Kevin Spacey would be wonderful.
Fabricated showbiz news. This is The Knot.
Welshman Ronan Keating has finally come clean about Westlife's records.
Some of them are really great, and some of them not so great.
Compiled from Chinese whispers from around the world and thrown together for your entertainment. This is The Knot.
And finally on The Knot, Jo Whiteley's been reminiscing with us about her first day at Radio 1 when she met all the bosses.
They were just like, who is this freak?
With all the showbiz news with Radio 1, I've got this mail!
Closing down operational made-up celebrity bashing. Thank you for listening. This has been The Knot.
You are now entering a time war.
I love this record.
Yeah, dig it.
Do you like this record, Will?
Yo!
Shut up. Does it sound right if I go, Space Invader?
Space Invader.
Space Invader.
Selector.
And how do you pronounce that, Will, the guy who does it? There, right in the bum.
All right. Petiris.
Bless you. How do you pronounce it?
Petiris.
Bless you. By the way, apparently Richard from Five doesn't want to come on the show. Well, no, Will, what was it? On the mic, what was that? What did you say exactly?
Obviously, we invited him. You know, like when the Cook Report, they say we invited him to come on the show, but they declined?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Did he decline?
Well, no, his people declined.
Really?
Yes. You know you can't just ring up Blokey from Five, can you?
If you have his number, you could.
Yeah, well, you haven't, and I haven't.
No, I don't have his number. I don't know him that well.
No, neither do I.
But I think it's a shame, because I'm giving Richard the opportunity to come on the air and tell us all, you know, what's going on.
You got Billy's number.
Huh?
You got Billy's number.
Yeah, but she's with Ginger Nuts, though, isn't she? Do you know what I mean? So now I'm going to be answering her phone.